And we say, praise the Lord. Amen. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, you are my God. You're all together what? Loving. You're all together what? Worthy and all together wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think he deserves a better hallelujah than that. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we go through the day and we spend energy and you deal with different things. You know, some people have to use their hand more than others. Some have to use their mouth a lot. But anyway, we deal with a lot of different things during the course of the day. And when we come here, sometimes our attention is divided. But we come here to worship. Let's just forget about it. We had a good day. It's a proven fact it's a good day because you're here. Amen. Amen. So let's just give our attention to him. Amen. Lord, you do what you want to do. Because no matter what goes on, he remains good. He never stopped being good. He never stopped being God. He never stopped loving. He never stopped forgiving. Amen. He never stopped caring. He never stopped protecting. Even when we are not aware of the stuff that's going on around us. Sometimes there's danger and we're not even aware of it, but he sees it. And he keeps us through it all. Amen. And so let's just bless him again. Say, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you in this place. We thank you that we could gather here again in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. 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 And hear words that you have spoken and words that will be spoken by the anointing, that my heart can hear it. My ears are open, my heart can hear and believe, receive, and my life will never be the same again because I keep going deeper and further with God. And every day with you, Lord, it's better than the day before. Because I'm growing, I'm increasing. I'm learning to trust you more. Stuff come up, try to overthrow me, but I remain stable, fixed in my faith and my walk with you. I will not abandon my faith. I will not turn away from you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The thought I'm planning on finishing this for the time being, but I don't know if I will. The thought that we've been sharing on the last three, this is the third session of it. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, in our text says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art so called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight, what kind of fight? Good fight. We said a fight only is we can call it a good fight if you ever been in a fight before. Is the one you win. Amen. You know, you go in a fight, you get your nose bloody, and you come out with a black eye and all that. And they look at you, man, what happened to you? Man, I was in a good fight. Now you want to rub it up and do something, try to make it go away so nobody can see it. But the point we want to get across, God told us what kind of fight to fight. Fight the good fight. And he said, fight the good fight. And the reason it's a good fight, because we win. And in this earth, we have an adversary that seek to oppose us in every walk of life, in everything that had to do with life. Life with God, your relationship with the Lord, your fellowship and your relationship with the Lord. God will let you grow. Peter said, but growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God wants you to grow. How do you grow? You have to eat. You have to feed. You have to spend time feeding your spirit. But there's a constant pull, distraction to get you away from the steady feeding, meditating in the Word. Amen. There's a constant, the enemy will try to bring things. If you are not a disciplined person, you will not help. You will not be one that will be a diligent studier, study and feed and practice the Word of God. You have to be diligent. And you must know the value of it. If you don't understand the value of the Word and putting it in your heart, you will treat it as minor value or a little important. Until trouble hit, then you go, oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, you should have been doing before the trouble showed up. And then you would have known what to do if you've been doing the practical thing, the instruction that the Lord had given us to do. And so we found out in this study, it said, fight the good fight of faith, right? One of the reasons why we want to fight, fight the good fight of faith, because the adversary to our soul, our spirit and soul, the enemy to us, he's been defeated. But he goes about seeking whom he what may devour, who he can deceive, and with lies and deception. By putting pressure on you, by bringing up things that make life hard, and putting roadblocks and different stuff like that. But if you will learn, and this is why we develop our faith, because faith has the ability to move all of his stuff out of the way, have the ability to put out all his fiery darts. Everything he throws. Not that we're not going to have problems. If you live godly, you will suffer persecution. But we read, Paul said, and he said, out of them all, the Lord did what? Delivered me. So, God knew when he brought us into the kingdom through the new birth, and we became his children. And Peter said in 1 Peter 1, 2, 2, 1, I believe it's 1, 2, 2 rather. 1 Peter 2, 2. He said, when you come into the kingdom, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. And see, this is, once we come into the kingdom, God, we found out that the new birth, we were saved, given faith. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, right? And faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Telling us how to grow, how to get it. Even tell us where faith can be found. It's found where? In the word of God.